With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday afternoon. We got a whole week where it's going to be way cooler than we've been used to. Daytime highs maybe hitting 80. I'm looking ahead for the rest of the week. I'm just telling you right now, looks like 76, 77. It's kind of the max and relatively low humidity. In other words, it's going to be really nice. It's going to be really nice. And I'm glad. I'm glad there's good weather for Kilmar Brega Garcia as he visits my beloved Commonwealth. I just don't want him sticking around all that long. He's down in Farmville. And I know many people are thinking, Jeff, isn't that punishment enough? No. He's just being held in Farmville. And he's headed off probably to Uganda, which could be problematic, his attorney says, because he doesn't speak the language, which is English, which is funny because he lived here illegally in the United States for 14 years. You think you'd pick up a phrase or two, right? A big traffic delay up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Now, why do you care about that? Well, Ottawa is actually a really nice city, but the reason you need to know about it is that it was a delay of the Ottawa Gay Pride Parade. So I know you're still scratching your head saying, well, why do I care, Jeff? Why do I care? Well, because the Ottawa, Ontario Gay Pride Parade was delayed by a protest by a group called Queers for Palestine. In other words, a collection of the dumbest human beings on earth delayed the parade. Queers for Palestine. The dumbest human beings you can even begin to imagine. Oh, wait, no, that's not even me saying that. No. That's the speaker of the Israeli Knesset. Because the speaker of the Knesset is himself a gay man, Amir Ohana. Oh, how do I know that? Well, because I met with him about 2 weeks ago. And I was there chatting with Amir Ohana, the speaker of the Israeli parliament, when he brought up this issue. He said, I see examples of groups called Queers for Palestine and Transgenders for Palestine. He said, I would invite them to visit what they think is Palestine. He said, heck, I'll buy them the ticket. I'm only going to need one way. He said, these are the dumbest people you can ever begin to imagine. It's like having chickens for KFC. The intersectionality of dumb with clueless has just jumped off the flipping rails. It's nuts. People who are advocating for people who have a stated goal of slaughtering them, and in fact have a track record of slaughtering them. How do you even begin to make that work? Well, it's because you're down with the cause, whatever the cause might be. Fighting the man. Why? Well, I don't know. It's cool. Look, you used to get a cool cap, and now you get this schmata you can wrap around your head. That's pretty cool, huh? And you can cover your face, too. That's pretty cool. And you can, that's about all you can do. But, nonetheless, I just think it's fascinating that Israel is the one place where you could have a group called Queers for Palestine and nobody would bother them. You know why? Because nobody would care. Because Tel Aviv actually hosts a gigantic gay pride parade. They do. It's a major event. It's the only one in the Middle East. So the brain surgeons of the so-called Queers for Palestine movement, if in fact they wanted to march in a gay pride parade, they would have to go to Tel Aviv. And you know what would happen to them? Nothing. Because nobody cares. However, if the same members of the Queers for Palestine decided to go to, oh gosh, I don't know, Ramallah, Rafah, Gaza, do you know what would happen to them? They would be thrown off the roof of a building. And if they survived that, they would be dragged back up the steps and then thrown off again until such time as they were unbelievably dead. Idiots. Absolute idiots. I would say useful. Well, I guess useful idiots. I hate to even use the word useful because it makes them sound, useful. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Anybody know anything about these Chesterfield County school teachers? You know, the Chesterfield County schools have had an issue or two throughout the years. That's a fact. And there does seem to be a lot of that leftward creep within the, whatchamahoozy, within the Chesterfield County schools. I don't know. It's weird. Anybody who's got kids in the Chesterfield County schools, if you do, why don't you reach out to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Reach out to me and let me know what you are seeing and hearing and experiencing in the Chesterfield County schools right now. I am always disgusted when I read a story like this, and I'm looking at some of the photos, and I'm just appalled. I'm just absolutely appalled. Richard Franklin Troshack III and Sean Jason Adams have now had their preliminary hearings. They are being held, as I understand it, without bail. There were conversations, according to the complaints filed, between these two guys. Sexually explicit messages about children, as well as images and videos of child sexual abuse material. People used to call it kiddie porn. I guess everybody did. That was sort of like the phrase kiddie porn, child pornography. But you realize, the whole idea of pornography, if you want to be honest about it, pornography is simply it's consenting activity. Right. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing. And I'm not here to tell you that you and your wife or you and your wife and your neighbor. I mean, again, you're an adult. You do what you want. You're not hurting anybody. But when you start somehow, some way, abusing children, well, now it's everybody's business. And you're the worst of the worst. Anyway, the media say, according to the reports, say that boys younger than 13 years of age were engaged in sexual acts with Troshak and or Adams present. That's according to the criminal complaint. I'm not sure as I read that if these two guys were involved in the sexual acts with the boys or if they were just there allegedly while the sexual activity. I don't know. I mean, we'll obviously learn more as this all unfolds. Videos and photos also allegedly show young boys in public bathrooms and in school bathrooms. Now, one of these matters was held down in Chesterfield County, and the other one in Colonial Heights. Now, Chesterfield County, I know the prosecutor is Erin Barr, and, you know, I like Erin, right? She's good people. So I can guarantee you if, in fact, Erin Barr and Chesterfield County Police are involved in this, then it's going to be handled professionally, properly, appropriately. I don't think you're going to see any sort of deals cut on this one. I don't know about Colonial Heights, and no offense to anybody down in Colonial. I just don't know. I'm not familiar with the CA down there. Is it separate in Colonial Heights? I mean, it's an independent city, so I suppose that it probably is. All right. Lots of other stuff we're going to be dealing with. I will tell you that Craig Peterson is going to be along at 4:35. We're going to talk a little bit about staying safe online. I mean, here, talk about staying safe online. That's an issue with this, I would imagine. Oh, and somebody's beating up on Rich. Well, all right, there are a lot of people beating up. All right, every day somebody's beating up on Rich. I feel bad for Rich. Sometimes, not all the time. I mean, you know, every once in a while I feel bad. But somebody's making fun of the way he says talk. How does he say talk? Jeremy, can you pull any of the audio of him saying talk? I mean, seriously, I just, yeah. Does he say something odd? Talk. Does he say talk? I don't know. We'll try and figure that out. If you've been listening to Rich in the morning between 6 and 10, Richmond's Morning News, then maybe you've picked up on it more than I have. Does he somehow mangle the word talk? Because he keeps telling me all he ever wanted to do was to be in talk radio, and now he's in talk radio. But if people don't like the way he says talk when he's talking in talk radio. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, is this the same Taylor Swift song we played earlier? Of course it is. It's a Taylor Swift song. They're all the same. Don't tell me. Let me guess, Swifty. You were dating a guy, and you were happy, and then you weren't happy, and then you broke up with the guy, and now you're moving on to another guy. Huh? Did I get it? I mean, look, I'm just spitballing here, but yeah, she's now engaged. So for all of the guys who, you know, spend a lot of time down in, well, anyway, she's no longer available. Sorry. You know, there are some of those goober guys who are thinking, oh, man, I had a shot with her. No, you really didn't. I'm just telling you, you didn't. It's like, who was the... oh, gosh. You know, I'm so out of the, well, it used to be wrestling. I don't even know what it is now. But there's a very, very attractive, Jerm, you'll know, you're still into that stuff. Youngish, blonde girl, diminutive. I think they put the strap on her for a while, like Lexi something or Lexi Lou or no, that wasn't it. You know exactly. Well, anyway, there was a whole collection of guys who Alexa Bliss. That's it. I knew the name. Her real name is like Alexis something. Because I looked it up at one point, and somebody said, "Oh, you know, she's like she looked like a little Jewish kid." Really? So that makes it was me. It was Bill Goldberg, Paul Heyman, and her. If that's the case, but I don't know if that's true. But anyway, she got married. She got married to some super duper rock star a couple of years ago. And you know, there were like 100,000 nitwits who are like, oh, man, I was this close. No, you really weren't. Just take my word. You really, really, really were not. You didn't have a chance. So same thing here with Taylor Swift. The fact that she's getting engaged to the dude from the Chiefs. No, you were not really in the running for that. Here's one of the more important texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Gary down in Prince George says, hey, Jeff, same judges in Chesterfield and Colonial Heights. It's the 12th Judicial District. Commonwealth's attorney for the city of Colonial Heights is Gray Collins. Okay, thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate that. I am sure that the criminal complaint in Colonial Heights is essentially the same as the one that's filed in Chesterfield. And we'll see how that goes with these two Chesterfield County school teachers accused of some pretty creepy stuff. Believe me, we will focus on that. We've got Craig Peterson coming up in a couple of moments to talk about how you have to stay safe online. He's my guy. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. I want to remind you, tomorrow, a couple of great things happening. First of all, in the morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here. You should be nicer to Rich. Well, I mean, people, poor guy, they're beating up on Rich for the way he says talk. Now, you know what's going to happen. Tomorrow morning, I will be talking with Rich at 7:35. So I'm going to be laser beam focused on how the poor guy says talk. You should be, too, now that I think about it. Tune in at 6 and take copious notes on how he pronounces the word talk. Anyway, that's 6 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, Chris Ruddy is going to be here. Chris Ruddy is an absolutely brilliant visionary. He is the man who created Newsmax, created it. And I have been blessed to know Chris Ruddy for the better part of 34 years. I was a little baby talk show host. He had this crazy idea for a newsletter that he called Newsmax, and he sent it out, I think it was once a month. Now, of course, Chris is, well, he's Mr. Newsmax. company just went public a couple of months ago. Multiple channels. You know, they only have one radio show. It's weird with all of the television stuff and all of the online stuff. They only have one program on the Newsmax radio division. But they actually have a Newsmax radio division. Yeah, I know. Anyway, Chris is going to be here tomorrow afternoon. That's my point. Because he's taking a stand on behalf of responsible reporting and freedom of speech and also some crazy mergers that, in all candor, would not be good for any of us. So that's tomorrow with Chris Ruddy. Today, with my friend Craig Peterson, well, let me tell you something. We got a lot to talk about, including our robot overlords, who apparently just are not nearly as good as they would like us to believe. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, maybe the reason Newsmax only has the one channel on radio is because you need a real professional in order to do radio.
and they got him. Rob's a really, really good guy. Let me tell you.
He is. Newsmax is great. I love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you look at the history, what Chris's idea was, again, it's like 35 years ago. And I was like, yeah, sure, good luck to you. And he's just been laser beam focused his whole life, his whole professional career. And boy, it's monolith now. It's giant. Love it.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Hey, let's talk about AI here. This is a big, big topic for so many reasons. Businesses have been very busy putting AI projects into place. So this week, in my Cracking the Code here on the newsletter, I talk about two specific examples and a study that was just done by MIT. Mm-hmm. So these two examples are both banks. One of them's in Europe, one of them's here in the U.S., and they decided that AI was just so fantastic that what they could do is feed in everything that they've collected from years of providing support to their banking customers, feed it into an AI, and then have the AI take over the customer support. So that's exactly what they did. They let go of all of their customer support people that were answering the emails, answering the phones, doing little chat bots, and they put in place these AIs that were properly trained. Well, in both cases, these banks had to completely rehire their teams and get rid of the AI. And it's not, this isn't out of the ordinary. This is pretty common because according to the MIT study that just came out, 95% of business AI projects crash. They don't work. And it's really interesting when you get into some of the details, because what is working for business on the AI front is individuals using it. Individuals using ChatGPT for the most part to help them with their job. And what are they using it for in their business, in their work? Mostly research, finding information, compiling some stats. That's really what AI is good for. So this 95% failure rate is not uncommon. And I've got some things in the newsletter this week. If you click through, that goes through how you can potentially have an AI project that works for your business.
All right, so let me ask you about the emergence of this, again, in this customer service space. Here's what I noticed just over the last couple of weeks, having to book some airplane flights and things of that sort. All of the customer service was clearly just a little AI bot. And unless you were able to use exactly the word that it had already learned, forget about it. I mean, it was so frustrating, man. So do those companies just say, well, screw it, we don't really care, we're sticking with it because it's cheap. These guys, the bots don't call in sick on Thursday. Or do they find, like you say, with the banks, say, yeah, we really do have to do something for our customers. We need human beings.
Yeah, there's still a lot of companies that are pushing it forward. Yeah. It can be helpful. I find it, like you did, Jeff, just completely frustrating because they don't understand anything. They're looking for word patterns. So if you don't use the words that it has been basically programmed with, you're not going to get the right answer. And even if it has the right answer in its, you could call it a database, I guess, yeah. But the right answer somewhere in its collection of documents, there's a randomization factor that's built into these. So it might give you the right answer because it already has it. It might give you the wrong answer, or it might give you something in between, and it can give you a different answer every time because of that randomization factor. It is not ready for prime time, so we have to be very careful.
But here's one of the problems, and I want to remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us, and his newsletter is fantastic. You go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, you get signed up for it. There are thousands, tens of thousands of folks who have just come out of college who are being told, hey, entry-level jobs, we don't need you now because we have AI. And this just shocks me. That includes people in the computer space, right?
Yeah. Computer science, you know, it's always been the degree to have because you always get a job. Many of them are well-paying, right? All these kids come out of college with computer science degrees expecting a $150,000 starting salary, which most of them did not get, by the way. But now what's happening is these computer science grads looking for jobs are going to businesses. Now, this is really just like a tsunami hitting us now with all kinds of different things because of AI. So they're applying for jobs. But you see, what's happening now is businesses are concerned about hiring more people because AI is going to solve the world's problems, right? Although, as we've seen, it doesn't. The other big problem is these people who are applying for job openings are using AI to craft a resume that perfectly fits the job. So we have companies out there. I have this one small company that they posted a job online. They wanted to hire somebody, fairly straightforward. They got over 5,000 resumes. And they spent 3 months trying to comb through them all to find somebody that was really actually the good fit. And they ended up just saying, forget it. It's not worth it. We're not going to hire anybody because we can't tell who's qualified and who isn't qualified. So there's just all of these factors, Jeff. And then to top it off, if you're using AI as a business to do computer programming, to do coding,
right?
I put a little thing in there that I came up with that I heard somewhere, but it's using an AI to program is like following a toddler around and trying to fix all of the messes they've left behind. And if you are a young computer science graduate, you do not have, guaranteed, do not have enough experience to be able to debug these programs or even portions of programs that the AIs have written, because there are so many problems and so many of them are subtle and you have no experience. So how are you going to get the experience you need in order to do the work that's being required? And businesses are kind of cutting off their nose to spite their face now, because what they're saying is, well, we're not going to hire these interns. Well, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years? You don't have anybody moving through those channels. This is really going to mess up the next 15 years in this country. Let me tell you, worldwide, frankly.
All right, I got to ask you. I'm really far over, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to do it anyway. I want to know about the scams, because I have in your newsletter this week, again, CraigPeterson.com is where you go. CraigPeterson.com. These same stinking robots, as you say, turbocharging scams that drain grandma's retirement fund. So they can't figure out how to get me booked on the right flight, but they know how to steal Mrs. Johnson's life savings? What gives?
It's so sad here. We've lost, according to the FBI, seniors over the last year have lost over $1 billion in these scams. And, you know, you used to be able to see the scam, a Nigerian prince, bad English, you knew it was a scam. Now they're using AI. They can take a bank's website and make a new website that looks and acts exactly like the bank's in the matter of minutes using AI. So now they've got a website that looks just like the bank's. Now they send out emails to grandma and say to put the grandma's name in there using AI, right, and make the email look exactly like the bank. Grandma clicks on the link because that email is telling her that someone tried to break into her account and she needs to reset her password. Oh, no. So now she's worried that her money's gone. Yeah, so she clicks. And there's the bank's website, or so she thinks, right, because it looks and acts like the bank. And she now puts in her username, her password, and that's the kind of the end of the story. And it's happening a lot. And then the FBI has another warning out right now. So there's so many scams going on, we don't have time to talk about them all. But we have to be super careful. It's not just seniors are getting caught up in this, but seniors tend to be trusting. This is kind of newer technology for them. You know, it's kind of they're the top of that pyramid for the bad guys.
I hate that. I just hate that. It's just awful. Hey, Craig, I love the newsletter, though, and I want as many people as possible to get your newsletter. Remind everybody where they go and just how much it's going to cost them when you send them that special phishing email for them to pay.
Absolutely. CraigPeterson.com. That's my website, CraigPeterson.com. I'll send you this week's newsletter, and you'll be subscribed for all of my free newsletters that come out pretty much weekly. And I always try and put in step by step what you can do to protect yourself or take advantage of AI instead of having AI take advantage of you.
You do a great job every week. I appreciate it, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Sign up for his newsletter. It is absolutely free. It comes out once a week. It is a must read if you want to stay safe and informed. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I'm looking at the James River Air text line. Don't ditch the music just yet, Germ. Like, keep it playing, bud, because... Bud in South Richmond says, "Hey, Jeff, I enjoy your show. I'm 62 years old. I've never heard a Taylor Swift song." Yes, you have. Let's hear it. There you go, Bud. Congratulations. In fact, you have not just heard a Taylor Swift song. You have heard every Taylor Swift song. Bud goes on to say, "I love 80s metal, though." Well, good for you. That's a good choice. All right, let me see if I'm going to go out on a limb here. In this particular Taylor Swift number, Germ, you're going to have to let me know if I'm right. Is the story that she was dating a guy, it was going well for a period of time, and then it was not going well, and now she is moving on to date someone else. Did I get it? Am I close? Of course I am, because that is every Swiftie song. I don't know about you. I don't listen to Taylor Swift music for the words. But she actually is a very talented.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a singer. She really is. I think she's got a great voice. And I think she's a great performer. She puts on a great show. I don't have anything against her at all. Except that I don't care as much about her and the football dude as I'm supposed to. But I'm still trying to figure out the over-under. Do you want to hit me on this one? 833-804-1140. Seriously, use the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. I don't think they make the 18-month mark. I do think they get married because I think there's going to be more production value to that, and it's going to be an unbelievable, probably pay-per-view event. But I'm setting the over-under for Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Swift at 18 months. You let me know what your line is. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.